If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Bill Brodie-Good, CEO and Technical Director of Alien Metals. UFO is the ticker there. Bill, thanks for joining me.
Justin, great to chat, and happy new year to you and everyone.
Yeah, happy new year to you. Well, started off, it's not that happy, is it, really? But hopefully getting happier as we get this vaccine rolled out and people get sort of back to normal. So, yeah, it's something to look forward to in 2021, which is different to 2020, where it was getting worse. But there we are. So, having said that, the share price of your company's done very well in 2020, so that's good news. But you've just mentioned a drill program, Capstan, to shortly commence a 2,500 drill program, Donovan 2, and we'll talk about that in a second, but that's not the only thing you've got going on, Bill. So if people not familiar with, you know, Alien Metals, just give them a brief overview as to what you're all about, please, Bill.
Well, Alien Metals, thanks. We're a junior, resource-focused explorer, developer of projects, with currently holding projects in Mexico and Australia, and adding as we go, looking at reviewing, adding value to sort of low cost early stage exploration projects in the right commodities in what we feel are the right jurisdictions. A lot going on.
Excellent stuff. Okay, let's talk about this one then. This is Capstan, the shortly commenced drilling program at Donovan 2. This is your copper silver project. Take us through this, the background, if you could build in some of the details.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think the crucial thing here is we had signed an earn-in agreement with Capstone Mining, who are a mid-tier Canadian miner. I mean, they're a serious player in the market. They have their Cozamin mine, 40-odd k's away from the Donovan 2 project. They've ticked all the boxes for their first expenditure requirement and are very keen to move forward with the earn-in agreement. So that's really fantastic news for us and I think for the project. So we can now sort of not quite sit back, but we can sort of watch from a distance this inaugural drilling program that they will finalize the specific drill holes once they get the results of the detailed IP, ground IP survey they just completed. Which is very relevant type of geophysics for the ore body, the copper sulfide target that is there. So great for us, great for the project, really positive all around.
Yeah, yeah. And do you know, is there a time frame on this, Bill?
Look, I think from talking with the Capstone team, their budget's in place, so it's a fact. There's a factor of finalising the results and the interpretation of the geophysics, and then factoring in movement restrictions that might or might not be in place due to COVID. I know they've got a drilling company lined up already, so they've got the people. So it's just really, it's Q1. I mean, they're very keen. We secured the drill permit. We sort of had it revitalized the existing one. So they're in a position to move forward as soon as sort of all those all those various aspects come together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. And Australia, what's happening there? Just a quick summary, overview of that, if you could.
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, you know, we're very fortunate. We've been busy in Australia. We've been busy over the break. We're, you know, finalising the maiden drill program on the iron ore, one of the iron ore tenements. We are finalising doing an airborne magnetic survey over the large Elizabeth Hill area, which would include both the existing mining lease where the mine is, and also the new ground we recently acquired. And to tie in, basically, there's a lot of sort of random, small, localized magnetic geophysical work that's been done. But what we want to do is very cost effective. But we, you know, in 2021, we get a brand new detailed air mag work program done that then we can really tie in everything, all the old data. So that's really exciting, and that'll be getting going soon. So sort of watch this space, really.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's good stuff. Okay, Bill, well, if someone's listening, likes the sound of the news, potential news flow coming up, and you know what you're doing there, but are not yet following the story, just give them three bullet point reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add you to their watch list, please.
I think first one is the commodities. We're you know, silver is a growing commodity. The demand's increasing with technology. Great commodity to be in, and we've got some really good projects in those. Another commodity, you know, iron ore as a second commodity, fantastic. I mean, it's probably one of the highest points in several years. Demand still exceptionally high, and we have some really excellent potential in the projects we have for the DSO, the king of iron ore. And copper, you know, again, third in a great jurisdiction with a great partner. You know, that's three. And then I think, yeah, we're going to be developing and upgrading and adding value to all our projects, and hopefully bringing new ones to do the same thing with in the coming year, 18 months.
Marvellous stuff. Good to chat to you, Bill. Hopefully, like I say, lots going on. So no doubt we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Great to speak, Justin. Take care.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.